Thought you locked it at home.
I love it. I wonder if she's...
Well, now I'm trying.
Okay, well, I guess you're, when you were real young, you grew up mainly in Jersey. What was it like?
I grew up mainly here.
Here, huh?
Because I got for 14, 15 years old. My mother didn't want me to go to New York. She had Asbury Park only a few miles from New York.
Uh-huh.
And she didn't want me to go there and live. So she sent me here to live with my grandmother. But she'd come down occasionally. Then when I was older, I used to go to Jersey in summer.
Mm-hmm.
And work the hotel thing there and come back in winter.
What was it like growing up here? What was it like growing up here when you were a boy?
I don't know. I got used to it. To being that age, you could get accustomed to most anything under air conditions.
Uh-huh. It was a lot of difference between Richmond and New Jersey.
Yeah, it was.
Days.
Yes.
what was school like in those days? What did you all do in school?
Well, normal reading and writing and arithmetic. Mom, more similar than I cared more for was geography.
Uh-huh.
I used to like that mostly.
What were your teachers like? Do you have any teachers you especially liked?
I had some nice teachers in South Richmond, and I had some very nice teachers in the Union.
Uh-huh. Do you have any that you really disliked?
Huh?
Some teachers that were real bad that you
disliked?
Yeah,
some were hard. But the harder I found, those that were hard and different, you learn more.
Uh-huh.
Discipline means a whole lot.
Yeah.
Because if you're not disciplined, you can't learn so much. Can't take routines one time.
Yeah.
Discipline means a whole lot.
Well, did you meet your wife in school?
No, out of school. After I got out of the Navy.
Uh-huh. That's right. You said that.
Yeah.
You said that.
We married, and then we went to Norfolk to live. Because, see, I was stationed in Norfolk.
Mm-hmm.
Then when I was discharged, and sent to Richmond.
Mm-hmm.
Then we moved to Richmond.
Mm-hmm. Did you have a big wedding?
No, just a home wedding, the minister and a few friends.
Uh-huh. Let me see. Right, we talked about that. Well, what about where you live around here? What's your neighborhood like? Could you describe that?
Around me?
Yeah.
They're very congenial, very helpful. They help us in any way they can, they'll help you any way they can. I have a ramp from my porch to the sidewalk, roll us up and down it, if I need help. I usually try to walk down the side of the ramp, let them roll a chair down.
Mm-hmm.
Because a whole lot to be in a chair and come down the ramp for about to handle. So I let them bring the chair down alone. Then I get it. Now coming up here, I have SpectRay. They come for me every morning at 8:30. They have an elevator. Roll me on and bring me up here. Then come back for me every day between 1:30 and 2.
Mm-hmm.
Then if I go any place, I can go in a car just on one side.
Uh-huh.
And occasionally I drive some, but very seldom.
Still
I never drive alone.
Mm-hmm.
Because anything should happen, I couldn't do anything, see.
Yeah.
But I don't bother about driving because I don't have to. There are no emergencies, nothing that important.
Mm-hmm.
I attend my Masonic Lodge, and I attend a lodge of friends. We play whist once a month, a year round.
Mm-hmm.
I don't go to the Masonic meeting because don't go now because it's on the third floor, and I can't go up all those stairs.
Yeah.
But I still can take membership.
Yeah.
And my lodge at 11 in Decatur. Just too scared below me, and I get doodling thing down there easily. I get to church and get to Sunday school every morning, and it's the morning service. Then for morning service, somebody pushed me back home. My neighbor across the street pushed me from Sunday school every morning at 9 o'clock.